I was telling him, I went to the fucking store and I was gonna get pizza, Mountain Dew, and a pint of rum. Well, the gas station I went to is like, oh, we don't sell fucking booze because we're within like 1,000 feet of a fucking church.
That's
a stupid fucking law. Like I said, I was telling him, I was like, look, I can understand because there's a rehab center like right across the street.
You know, that's the thing. It can't be a law. I get that.
Yeah.
Dude, I know. That's where I have. It's a law just here.
That's where I have to go.
Or the guy said he was like, you have to have like a special license.
There's a bar literally across the street from the church in Graveyard.
They probably just don't want to fuck with the license, like you said.
I think that's what it was. I think the license.
Bunch of lazy immigrants.
Fuck, dude. The dude was very cool, but he kind of, he made me feel like a fat fuck, honestly.
Someone he just up looked there, at I you like, up and down?
I had a fat fucking dip in. And I was like, you got any pints of room? He's like, yeah, over there. And he pointed towards the back, and I was like, all right. He goes, did you say burgers? Hamburgers? Like, no, motherfucker. And I was like, let me spit right quick. When I said, I just spit this big one. I said, rum. Pints of rum. Oh, no. We're too close to a church.
You said burgers?
Hold up. Sierra said, let me ask how that Walmart trip with old girl Holly went. So she said this motherfucker was late.
Yeah.
I got food, so.
Jesus fucking Christ. Would you talk to her about it?
No, Abby was working. Oh. I think it was Abby at least.
Probably. Abby's got that late shift. But, yeah.
Yeah.
It made me feel like a fat fuck. I didn't appreciate it. I waited fucking 20 minutes in fucking line over at Little Caesars because I didn't want to water my ass inside.
Tell John Tits say hello.
Who?
Renee Denton.
Oh! Yeah, it's the one chick from Indiana. She's one of her fans.
Hell yeah.
We got another one we had.
Brought to you by Four Loko.
No, it's not. Not technically, but it is. Don't sue us.
Well.
Oh, let me just bust this fucking nasty thing open. Oh. Need to do with that thing. We got a laptop now. Is we need to do drops on that fucking thing. Like, you remember how I had drops put on the phone of like our Arlie Army?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get on the actual Anchor app from my fucking laptop.
I know.
So we can possibly know it's
that
on would, there.
Is it? All right.
Yeah.
That'd be worth it.
We could probably put more editing in there and like actual like. Clips like I just tried to earlier.
You got anything fucking going on?
Do I have anything
I got on? Some shit, you know.
Justin, let's ask Justin, Mr.
Yeah, Mr. Material. Fucking Ideas. Look at this.
Idea,
yeah.
Man.
What are you doing? I'm
trying to get to the fucking,
You got a shit for fucking brain's phone. Shit for brains.
Justin's a retard, everybody.
Wow.
Get fucked.
Yeah, fucked. Where the fuck is the internet? There it is.
So I see, like, apparently, like, the,
he said, I got eyes everywhere. We didn't know who it was. Apparently, it was actually kind of funny, but, this guy that, apparently, Holly went to school with, seen her in there at some point, and when we were loading up our stuff, you know, into the car, he drove by, and he yelled, baby beater, real loud.
Oh, my God.
I can't think of his name.
That's fucking so great.
Yeah, he yelled it really loud, and I just kind of looked at him like, no, the only thing I hate is that you're saying this in front of my son.
Oh,
and, like,
my God.
Talking shit. Like,
that means fuck, piss, and shit in front of him every day.
That's okay, but he doesn't need to know and have remembrance of him being possibly beaten.
He's going to be a serial killer when he grows up. It's going to have to be in the back of his fucking head.
All the blacks, so it'll be okay.
Shit.
And this is the day we got kicked off fucking Facebook.
Yeah, sorry, guys. You have to view it strictly on fucking Anchor.
Fuck. Get the fuck out of here. This is this.
Oh.
Just redone.
Okay.
No,
it was a list for shit that we.
It's timestamps of how much time you banged your mom.
Yeah, dude, I got another book full.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my made up days. Just go kiss your kid on the fucking lips, you fucking weirdo.
Like Tom Brady.
I was gonna say, for most of it, you weren't even.
That is so weird. Can we talk about that? That's fucked.
What?
Tom Brady, he kisses his kid on the lips.
I didn't even hear what I fucking said to him.
That's not fucked. Who does that? No one does that.
Right. There's a difference between just going peck and then just full fucking tongue in somebody's fucking face hole. It's a little different.
So would you condone kissing your kid on the lips?
If he runs up and I'm like, hey, give me a kiss, and he just goes straight in without me noticing it, instead of going like here and kissing my
kid. What if he slips your tongue one of these days?
He's not going to. I mean, I'm going to
raise my kids. Daddy!
My kids aren't faggots, so we're good on that.
Surprise! Chelsea says, Chelsea says Jace's going to grow up and he's going to marry a black man.
He's still going to be raised better than that. I mean, fuck, I guess as long as he's Republican, that's okay.
God damn it.
Here we go. Yeah.
I don't know where we still want to start first.
You got a bunch of videos.
Oh, dude, I've
already
got,
seen that one.
No, yeah. We've seen this one.
Father, oh, God.
Bagel Dude boss. Is in the news. He's been in the news a lot.
Bagel Boss?
Read that.
To fight other viral celebs.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
You see who they're talking about for him fighting? The hide your kids, hide your wives, hide your man, and he's coming around raping all y'all. That black guy. You're talking about fighting, getting a fight together with them. And he's like training with MMA guys now. Like, who the fuck was it?
What is wrong with the fucking
world,
dude?
I don't know, but I want
There's
to see
no
this
way.
Little bastard get his shit
I'm sorry, but if Justin Bieber isn't going to fight fucking, what's his name?
Tom Cruise?
Yeah,
oh, Tom Cruise a whoop
is that
fucking
gonna
fancy
happen,
ass.
This isn't going to happen. Like, there's no way.
Fuck.
He got Scientology on his back, Tom Cruise.
Fuck out of here. But Bieber better fucking... No, because then they said someone else that they'd fight Justin Bieber.
No, I remember that.
I want DMX to fight Justin Bieber.
Oh, dude.
His old ass. Get out of
here. You know how tall DMX is? DMX is short as fuck, dude.
He's fucking ripped. Yeah.
Oh, dude. No.
Dude, did you guys actually know he did drop something a little bit after he got out of fucking prison?
Drop something.
Like,
oh, yeah.
And it's decent.
Drop some charges.
Charges.
No, it's pretty fucking decent. I'm actually pretty surprised to hear that he did something.
DMX is still torn. You know that?
Yeah, he just came by this past, like, before what?
What was it?
May? April? I think April and May he came up to Pops.
Oh, I know, Brent.
Because me, Alex, and a few others were planning on going to see him.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And we fucking, well, they could have went, but me and my fucking schedule, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, you have no life with your schedule, so.
Yeah.
I mean, mine's kind of the same way.
Yeah, that's right.
I was supposed to work today, but I just fucking called off, dude.
Yeah, cool off. We were going to eat tacos.
Yeah. It's been great.
Yeah, it's been great, but I'll take the $80 to fucking pay. I'll fuck you. Use yours. But,
I'm missing a bunch of ash on the floor.
So, you remember when we were talking about the bullshit, all the events we got planned?
Yes.
The ghost hunting one's probably going to be the first one we do. Because it's free.
It's free? Right. Yeah. It fits within our budget.
We have a charity thing coming. If you download the Anchor app, you can throw some money our way, and it's all going towards fun shit. Be the real hero.
Do it for America.
Do it for America.
Do it for America. I fought his fat ass for America. Look how that turned out.
And now we're negative $20. Thanks to you. God damn it.
Now there's more people that love Trump in here.
Would you shut the fuck up with your politics, damn it?
Nope.
This is a podcast here.
Nope.
This ain't politics.
It's
podcast.
Going all day, baby. Trump.
You think you would have got a fucking enough of your bullshit earlier today with your fighting against Miller and the black guy?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Jesus, no, Adam was on his side.
Yeah, Adam and my
buddy. Fucking hell, dude! I had to come in there with some bullshit. Did you see what I posted?
I didn't. Even look at it.
So then I got a fucking spare tire component for a Lincoln Continental.
You fucking dumb.
And then Alex Miller posted the fucking link for one. There you go, buddy. Then I took it one step further, posted a picture of a guy in blackface.
Fucking blackface, yeah. Full out, eyes wide open, blackface. I was like, what the fuck, John?
Alex O-faced it. Richie fucking loved it.
Fucking blackface. It's so stupid. Oh, there was a post on CNN. I mean,
you'll find this funny on a whether, you know, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on. There was a post, and this is real, and I told Justin this earlier, and they said, are robots too white?
No, no. Did you see the one? No, it wasn't robots. It was toilet paper.
No, they said.
Dude, they're declaring toilet paper racist.
Milk's racist. Toilet paper's racist.
Me and Mike had a whole conversation about this. He goes, if that's the case, that rock outside is fucking racist as shit, man. And he's just like, that refrigerator's white. It's racist as fuck.
Houses.
I want to find these people and beat them. I just want to fight them. I just want to beat them.
The styrofoam cup has hate in its eyes.
I fucking want to just fight these people in real life. I'm not fucking joking. This pisses me off so much. The ignorance. Oh. Like, it really sounds like a joke, but these people are serious. Are you fucking kidding? Oh, cigarettes are fucking white as fuck. Stop smoking at you fucking white supremacist son of a bitch.
It's more like a chocolate Twinkie. It's white on the outside and black flavoring on the inside because it's menthol.
Shit.
But I have locations to hit up for this fucking ghost hunting shit.
Me and Alex tried to do ghost hunting a lot back in the day.
Yeah.
We even went to, like, tried to go to an Alton cemetery.
That's where we're heading. First one we're going.
Well, you gotta watch it because the cops fucking got
us. That's fine.
They were like, no. I mean, we weren't doing anything wrong, I mean, except for just being on a gravesite, but you're not supposed to be there
at night. Yeah.
And they're like, there could be worse. You could, you know, they were just lecturing on us how we could get shot or some shit.
No, yeah,
like,
it's sort of in the ghettos.
Yeah, it was like right on the hill.
If anything, I'll take the fucking black white Jesus with me. Mike, he's got the passport to all black people. He'll talk his way out of anything with black folk.
There you go.
But I've got a fucking church that is supposedly haunted right up the road. The Confederate Cemetery Memorial, that one you went to.
Yeah.
McPike Mansion, the Piasaw Cave, Milton School Mineral Springs, Dorman Park, and Piasaw Masonic Lodge. And, I just found some shit that was around Alton.
Alton is probably one of the most haunted towns.
They fucking claim it's the hauntedest town
in
Illinois.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not in Illinois, just America.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Balls. Yeah. Hell yeah. A
lot of shit.
We need to get a... Oh, God, what it was called. It's called like a... EMR or something. Or not EMS. You know what I'm talking about?
I know.
Electromagnetic
field.
Yeah, yeah. Alex had one of those. So
if he's still got it, he needs to hit us up. Because
yeah,
I want to use it.
No, this has been a long time. I don't know.
If he still got it, that'd be fucking great.
The only time it ever went ape shit was we went under the last gate, right? Did everything by the book, whatever.
Oh, the gates. Jesus
the gates.
Christ,
we went
put
under
that one on there.
And then we like shut the car off, right? And now we're sitting there with the windows down. And then I'm just in the back seat with this fucking thing, right? And I'm holding it down. Now, green, you know, nothing's happening. Yellow, red is on the opposite ends. That's
yeah, green's your base. Is your base.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing's going
and then
on.
It goes ape shit whenever, you know, detects, some shit happening.
And it reads electronic or electric.
Electro.
Yeah.
Electric shit in the air.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there. I have it pressed down. The car's off. You know, and back then we had like razor phones and shit. We had, and some people didn't have
phones.
You know what I'm saying?
Christ,
like no one had anything like you know that would pick up this electrical shit because the car was off.
And, you know, man, honestly, anyway, it could still be in the car because your alternator holds a charge and your battery's still there.
It went ape shit, dude.
Yeah.
No, it was green. I was holding it the whole time.
Yeah.
It was green when we drove. We stopped, rolled the windows down, then it started going ape shit. But I mean. We didn't feel a presence. It wasn't cold, but I mean, that's the and then that. But then we like drove away, and then we went to like a crossroads because you always hear about the crossroads, right?
Yeah.
So like we stopped in the middle of the road for just a check, and then it went ape shit right there too.
Nice.
All the other times stayed fucking green. So
that one where Acid Bridge, where it's right there next to it.
Yeah.
We did that. That's the same night I threw up fucking Taco Bell. We did this whole fucking thing.
Is that what you were talking about last time? You were like,
bah! Sort of. No, this might have been in a Crown Vic because I remember being in a car.
You remember you're supposed to
fucking roll up to it, put it in neutral,
with the powder, and then they push
not,
it.
Well, not even the powder. We stopped, full stop, so you're not coming off the fucking hill.
Yeah.
Put it in neutral and sat there on the fucking bridge, dude, and I'm like, and I'm looking at the bridge, and I'm starting to see it go. And I'm like, oh, shit. Start this motherfucker up. We're getting the fuck out of here.
It's just started.
Fuck. Yeah. That's probably the end. That's the only time. And I ain't been back since.
Did I tell you guys about, like...
Fuck.
Like, I had this fucking... I don't know if it was a dream or not, but it all seemed so real. Like, I thought I saw the Tooth Fairy. Did I tell you about this story on the podcast?
Ends up being some fucking...
No, it was... I didn't go. Shit? I didn't even go in it.
Yeah.
I told you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was one of the first ones we did.
It was blue light emanating from my room, and my mom kept saying, like, go in there and see him. And then I just didn't go in there.
Yeah.
It could have been, like, a very vivid dream, but good God, that was fucking weird. I was just too scared to go into the room. And I told her about this recently. I was like, Mom, do you remember this? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, fuck! So I guess it was a dream.
All right, let's do the Facebook shit first. Because I got more interesting shit on this than I do right here. This was fucking great.
All things comedy.
They're great.
My dad.
There you go. Retired priest becomes porn star at 85.
Why, dude?
Why not?
You just threw away everything you worked for right there. That's what
I mean. Is it really? I mean,
yeah, it is. I know.
I mean, come on, man. The money's tight. Money's tight. You need that dough, and the church ain't fucking throwing it your way.
Yeah, bunch of greedy assholes.
And think about it. There's a market for fucking priest porn. All right. I like nuns, but.
Sure, there's out there. There's all kinds of shit.
I guarantee it's like, look, you're a retired priest. You got your fucking license. If we hold you up with a video, you holding it up, that's one thing. But if you still got the fucking outfit with the fucking,
you got
the little white thing,
the collar,
the collar, we'll pay you double. All right, yeah, I can see that shit.
What's the comments?
Oh,
you know, there's got to be some wicked.
Probably gotten really good at it over the years. Might be a change of pace having to deal with adults, though.
Wow.
Knee slapper there.
Can't even be mad. 85-year-old dude getting some better puss than I am. The greatest trick Lucifer ever pulled on a man was convincing... Oh, that's somebody. Yeah, that's someone who's taking it fucking serious.
Well, that is true, though.
The movie title is Sitting on Gold.
I saw a guy's... I saw this guy's Viagra promo. He says he has...
Fucking Dave, he's in
here.
He goes, you guys
had
me at
85. Pin up to 85 years, and 85 he just
blows on
the scene.
That's 85 years of fucking just pent up fucking nut holding, dude.
It's fucking.
The first
fucking chick he fucking blew on, she tasted all 85 years. Like, all 85 years.
I mean, he might have done shit before.
Oh, he eat ass like communion wafers.
Father Miscrut. Mick Scrody?
No, they're giving him good porn names.
Missionary Specialist.
Missionary Specialist. That's good.
That's the name of his fucking end move. You got wrestling with Missionary
The Shepherd Specialist. Becomes the Wolf.
Shepherd Becomes the Wolf.
Oh, Lord. Tug Stanhope on this one.
I'm a convert.
And then God said, givest thou dick.
Oh my God.
So
that is fucking great.
Good God.
Jeez. Oh, I'm glad I saved some of these fucking things. Alright, this one, I don't know if you heard about this one.
Bucket of heads. Ooh.
Oh, dude.
I'm sure fucking Dave found this one. He knows all the graphic shit.
So you know how you can like donate your body to science and shit?
Yeah.
This is in Arizona.
Body parts trafficking.
FBI found a bucket of heads, arms, legs, bodies sewn together at Arizona body donation facility.
Oh.
Agent says, and this is legit shit. This is off a news thing. This isn't whatever the fuck you see on.
Those shitty.
Oh, dude, and it gets
worse.
FBI raided the biological resource center as part of a human body parts trafficking investigation.
Yeah.
Human body parts trafficking. 2014, 2012 to 2013, it's been ongoing.
Agents found buckets of full body, buckets of full body parts and different people sewn together and hung up on the wall, according to the testimony given by one of the agents.
This is a Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I fucking know, dude. One of more than 30 plaintiffs against a lawsuit against the BRC donated their bodies with understanding that it would be used for scientific purposes. Cancer, leukemia, whatever else, using samples.
If I die, just throw me into the fucking ocean.
Just throw me in the trash.
Throw me in some. I don't give a fuck what happens. I'm dead.
Oh, you want to help like fucking Osama?
Oh, yeah.
I see how it is.
Like Osama.
Yeah.
What?
Sleeper agent. Sleeper agent.
Al-Qaeda.
The agent said he found a cooler.
Brought to you by ISIS.
Cooler filled with male genitalia. A bucket of
dicks. Literally dicks. Oh my God. Balls and all.
A bucket of heads, arms, and legs. Infected heads. A small woman's head sewn onto a male, large male torso.
Like Frankenstein.
Hanging up on the wall, which is said to be called a morbid joke in the lawsuit.
Man, people are fucked.
I know. Arizona, man. Arizona's fucked.
Fill up with chainsaws and bandsaws.
All you southern states where it's hot as shit, you people are fucked. Florida, you're fucked.
Oh, dude.
Arizona, you're fucked.
Well, I was just surprised this wasn't Florida.
Right. Yeah, this sounds very Florida-ish.
Yeah.
The lawsuit says pools of human blood and bodily fluids were found on the floor of the freezer, and there were no signs of identification tags.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, this one dude said his mother's ashes showed up. It did show up on his doorstep after the raid. But isn't exactly sure if it's her ashes.
How the fuck can you know? How can you tell?
That's what he's saying. He goes, doesn't even know if it's her. Fuck, dude.
He's like cartel.
Dave has some fucking videos. Oh my God.
Of course Dave has some fucking videos. I don't even see him.
Dave has sent me some videos while I'm at work. And I've showed these videos to people at work. Like, I showed them to fucking Britain.
I know that horrible shit happens in life. I just don't want to see it.
But something like this, you never hear something like this. Think the last time you heard something like this was probably the Ed Gein incident.
This day,
the guy who based Texas Chainsaw on everything. And
Dave sent me. It says, don't fuck the plug. And it's literally a guy getting, like, murdered with a fucking pickaxe.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that one. It was so bad. Yeah. I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah. That's an old one. Fuck all that. I think my buddy Jesse showed me that one a while back. Back in high school.
Jesse.
Okay. Y'all like Gwar, right?
Bitch. Yeah, Gwar.
You gotta hear what Gwar? Gwar's in some fucking shit right now.
Making
a joke.
No, who the fuck cares?
Oh,
it's a joke.
It's great.
Oh, dude, what Linkin Park...
Suicide is not a joke. A Linkin Park is.
Oh my God, that is bad.
Born of Osiris guitarist.
Oh.
I don't care if your band is fucking gimmick. Have some class. Oh yeah, Born of Osiris. I love them.
Yeah, but it's Gwar. Like
they murdered Paris Hilton on stage and bathed everyone in their fucking blood.
All right, that's like saying Cannibal Corpse.
I think they butt raped Donald Trump on their stage now. Like the dude, new guy, like puts him on his dick and just shoots blood out of his mouth.
That's fucked.
It's fucking Gwar though.
Oh, theatrics. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Alice Cooper's theatrics, but times like a million.
Right.
It is fucked. I don't care if your band is a fucking gimmick. Has some class. This is the Born of Osiris guy.
Yes, yeah,
we right. don't need your sarcasm. This community needs strength now. Here everyone. Little greats. All right. Gwar's no longer cool. Some fucking tweets and bullshit.
The bitch probably didn't even listen to Gwar.
Right, I got a feeling I have these people that say this shit.
Look at him and be like, yeah, you can tell she's a big Gwar fan.
Yeah. Gwar done lost her mind.
I don't fuck with Linkin Park.
What's it say? I don't fuck with Linkin Park, but that shit ain't right. Laughing my ass off, fuck Gwar. That's why their singer is dead. Damn, dude.
So now you're just gonna
drop the shit. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Liberal.
Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, you know how their lead singer went out? He had a Viking funeral.
Oh, that's
like,
awesome.
They sent him out on a fucking boat with his fucking gear on.
Nice.
Shot a fucking flaming arrow, burnt his ass up.
That's the best way to go.
Oh,
right
my
there.
God.
That's what I was saying.
Fucking great. Okay, we got videos.
Jesus,
did
you just go straight to the
This is just, it's fucking beautiful. Okay. Let's see. Come on, load up, you dumb bitch. Oh, here it goes.
Yeah.
Da da da.
I see that.
Boom! Hit by a fat fuck.
Dave said he showed the video of that.
Yeah.
Dad.
He sent me that.
Yeah.
The kid literally, it showed him banging this guy's daughter on video. Like, just, I mean, banging the fuck out of her. And then afterwards, it shows the dad put this kid in handcuffs on the street. It's like Brazil or some shit. Straight unloads a shotgun in this kid. Boom, boom, boom. And then pulls out a fucking pistol upwards. Bop, bop, bop. Like, empties
his fucking ass.
Dude, it was so bad. Just fucking pools of blood and piss and shit probably all over the road.
Okay, so.
I was like, God damn.
He said he literally blew his head into pieces.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, dude.
To double up on the whole bucket of heads thing, I found another fucked up one. I want more answers.
Yes! Dude, I've read the articles on this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's fucked.
Dude finds a baby in his mom's freezer.
A dead baby.
A dead baby.
Yeah.
In his mom's freezer. I didn't read much more into it.
They're thinking it might have been possibly like a miscarriage or...
Let me read it.
Something like that. And she, like, didn't know
like,
what
was
to
it was. I mean, how old was it? Come on. Don't fucking play. All right, good. I'm 37, and it's been in my...
The
fuck?
A famous man who made a disturbing discovery...
Get that enjoying that.
I can't. It won't go away.
It's going to go away. While cleaning out his mom's home just days after she died, heartbreaking.
Let me see if I can't.
No.
Fucking Jerry rigged ass fucking...
I hate that.
Get your shit together, Xbox.
Motherfuckers.
Okay, well, let's fucking read this. Okay, Smith recently moved into his apartment to help her, and I guess it's his mom. She was diagnosed with cancer. She passed away last week. Smith started rummaging through her stuff, and she was shuffling through the freezer when he saw a box. I'm 37 years old, and it's been in my freezer for 37 years. Holy shit, dude.
And I was always told it was a wedding cake top.
Hold on. He's 37 and it's been in... So it's either...
It's been in there either brother
or
twin.
Sister.
Yeah.
It could be a twin or it could be a kid from before he was born. Turned out it was a
cake
baby.
Top. His curiosity took over. Smith thought there would be wedding cake tops or even some cash in the box. I've heard of that. Yeah, why not? But it turns out it's expected. Oh my god! Oh my god!
It's next to the food.
It's next to the fucking Salisbury steak deep dish fucking pie.
It's next to the chicken pot pie.
Fuck! What the flaky crust?
Salisbury pot pie.
Son of a
flaky baby crust.
Son of a bitch, man.
Dude, the smell. It doesn't matter. You can only even if you freeze something, eventually it will rot. It will cause smell.
He told us that the frozen baby is wrapped in pink flea. Oh, it's a girl.
In a pink fleece.
It still had
skin hair.
Jesus Christ.
It's like mummified.
Yeah, it's mummified.
Dude.
After that, I freaked out, put the box, put it in the... He took it out?
He took it out to see what it was.
Put it in the box and called the police right away. Smith tells us that he never thought to look in the box before. I've asked several times and I was... This is in fucking St. Louis, or somewhere in
St.
Louis.
Yeah, in St. Louis.
This is KSDK, man. My mom was always secretive about things, about life, she said. Smith started to realize, mom mentioned before about a sibling passing away before he was born.
46 or 47 years.
Woo!
In the box. In
I'm assuming it was my sister in a box. In the freezer for long. Oh, my God.
You still have the freezer?
Well, it's his mom's. I mean,
she's dead. Get rid of that
that's
shit.
I mean, it's probably in the middle of
burn the apartment down.
He started the GoFundMe. What the fuck?
For what?
Despite
for
disturbing shit. Discovery, Smith still needs help to pay for his mother's funeral. Click here to go to the GoFundMe.
That's probably what this is for. He probably put the baby.
Holy
in there.
Shit!
Elizabeth Page says it'd be much better to put it on screen here.
Well, we'll share it. We're going to share everything.
Yeah, we're going to share everything. So.
But what
don't you thing? Shut up, Liz.
What are we talking about?
Liz, not even fucking coming on as a guest before, you bitch.
And that's why we don't have any more.
Put whatever you guys were watching on the side screen.
Okay, bottle cap challenge. This is fucking great.
Liz, is she going to squat down and pick it up?
Is she going to squish it off with her asshole?
Oh, my God.
It's great. You
no,
wash it up there.
She's going to use her fucking queef power to pull
no, bro.
Off.
Well, God look at the way she's standing.
Yeah.
Just play, dude.
And she's going to pick it up and walk with it. Like.
Oh.
Oh, that's not even a...
Oh.
I know.
Oh. Yeah. Blop.
Alright. So she can rip some dicks off then, basically.
Oh, dude, I am fine. She's not even half bad looking. I mean, she's probably an older broad.
Good, a little bit older.
Muscles.
Yeah, she got some. She's done her Kegels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Say the least.
Just drop. Blop. Yep. Hot damn. Live PD. Fuck that. I seen one, dude. I watched one today. I almost fucking shared it. And this guy, he got in a high-speed chase with these fucking cops in a little Toyota fucking 5-speed, you know, little truck.
Man.
He's sitting there fucking just trying. He's running through fucking yards and everything. And they finally bust him. He's pissed fucking drunk. He goes, "What the fuck are you doing, man?" He hurt me. He goes, "Man, I was raised on a racetrack." He goes, "Man, you're going through signs and fucking people's yards, man. I wouldn't trust you on a fucking racetrack.
Bitch."
That's just the way it goes, man.
Fucking way it goes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
send Brittany this way. That way.
She'll be like drinking like fucking sewage water, trying to get high.
Fucking die.
Dumb bitch. A drug busting entity tagline was issuing an interesting warning tonight about messed up animals in North Alabama. Officers found a man trying to flush meth and several items of paraphernalia when they arrived at a home in Lawrence County. A post on the Loretto Police Department's page advises people not to flush your drugs.
Don't flush your drugs. We need to catch you.
Make it far enough. It could create meth gators in Shoal Creek.
Gee, I can't even imagine. Fucking Christ, they're already fucking brutal enough as it is.
Okay, actually, Mike Tyson.
What you think about that? What you think about this? You remember all the fucking animal horror movies that there are out
Lake
there?
Lake Placid.
Yeah.
Worse than that. Think about like Sharktopus versus Kraken Gator or some shit like that.
Kraken Gator.
Yeah. This is how you get Kraken Gator right here. You fucking meth them out.
Yeah, you infuse the drugs with fucking animals.
Think about Alabama. All right, so say Florida starts doing the same thing. You know how bad like the snake population down there is, and they're coming up with super snakes because your Burmese pythons are breeding with your fucking other fucking anacondas and shit, and they're making super snakes.
Was this like fucking recent?
What?
The snakes? I never really.
Yeah, dude, that's been a thing. Yeah, because they're.
I've seen a shit ton of alligators. I saw them in the streets.
Listen, I wish there was a way. All right, after she said it, no, it wasn't a diss. It was an idea. I didn't know if you guys thought about it. And by the way, leave my fucking asshole out of this. That's messed up.
Gaped.
Yeah.
Gaped booty hole. No, yeah, no.
You don't have to worry about bringing
all the people that buy fucking
shit up your head.
Fucking them big ass snakes and shit, or like snakes, and they get too big to keep. They just fucking fuck off.
Yep.
Here you go. You live out here now. But they're getting to the point, like, what is it, like the Burmese python? And what's the other python that's out there? It's a Burmese and a another big fucking snake out there.
A boa.
A boa and a Burmese. When they mate together, you're talking about something that's like 12, 15 feet.
It's like super snake. It's
fucking massive. All right? Now, throw Florida meth in the middle of that, and this is how you get
meth into the mix.
Throw meth and the super snakes and Jennifer Lopez, you got the real Anaconda movie.
Dude, you got like
head hurricane.
Just remember like the
flying snakes.
Oh fuck! Oh my god!
Remember the Powerpuff Girls like fucking intro, and then add a new chemical.
Chemical like the biggest.
See snakes rolling around on fucking mopeds with fucking all bunch of junk on the back.
Yeah.
Chemical meth.
You heard that motherfucker Copenhagen Bandit yet? You listen to him yet? Oh my god! I ain't gonna play him on here, but. He talks about all the fuck. He lives somewhere in fucking Missouri, and he's got all these meth heads around his fucking house. And he talks about how, like, you see him rolling around on the bikes, dude, to the fucking T. It sounds like everyone down in East Alton, dude. Because all you see is bicycles and crackheads running around.
Oh god.
Especially around the hit and run down there. You know what I'm talking about? They're
bicycle
all down that
and crackheads, way. Crackheads, all as far as the eye can see.
Fuck, dude.
John Moss, baby.
Oh man. But yeah, meth gators. That's something.
That shit.
Oh yeah. Hope you enjoy my ball sweat on that fucking thing. Get the
next
fuck
thing
out.
You know, they learn how to drive and they're fucking, stealing people's cars.
Then you got meth gators versus Russian bears that know how to fucking pedal bikes. And
bikes.
Wait a minute.
Everybody's a Russian bear here. It's like all the civilians are fucking Russian bears on unicycles. What the fuck?
Florida, get your shit together.
That was Tennessee.
John Cole.
Oh, I know. That's Alabama.
John. Oh, I said North Alabama. No,
all right.
Tennessee.
You're at the hospital with your beautiful wife.
Here we go. This is going to be a Cardi B thermostat.
No, it's not.
The baby comes out of
Cardi B. Shut up. You're at the hospital with your beautiful wife.
Well, I'm not married, so.
No. It's hypothetical.
Yeah, John's not getting married.
Shut up.
Is there a... No.
You're at the hospital with your beautiful wife. She's on the operating table. And then, she's pregnant. Then she creeps and giggles. And you're like, that's gross. And then a doctor comes out and he goes, it's like, John, your wife just creeped up the baby's ass. Popped the baby's head off. Your wife doesn't know. She's still giggling. What do you do?
God.
Are you mad at your wife?
That's fucked.
I want to know how power, where that fucking, she got a CO2 compressor of a queef in her fucking pussy because that takes some fucking, that takes some air, dude.
His head rolls on the ground, looks up, and he goes, dad, dad.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh my God. That's so bad.
Hypothetical situation.
Oh, dude. No, you should get on the laptop and you should type something that make fun of Liz with that voice.
I don't want to do that.
I would.
She's not watching. Who's that on there? Who just popped up?
There's a lot of people watching. John Moss.
Yeah, right on. Yeah.
We have 7 people watching.
We got a fan base, boys.
T-shirts
are coming. If you want one, let us know. We'll probably... what prices are coming around the same time.
We need a graphic design.
I have got some fucking shit. I've got some fucking...
Shit wrote down?
For, like, taglines. And I'll go through them with you. I don't know. Maybe we'll see how these go. I got 3, alright. I'll go with my favorite one. The Hold My Beer podcast.
Wait, we changed the name?
No. It'll be Mischief, Mayhem, Mischief Meters, and Debauchery.
Oh, and then the description.
The Hold My Beer podcast.
Okay. What do you got here? Is it right here?
No, that one's something I got different. I'll be holding together. Instead of doing color and something.
Call me boy, I ain't said shit.
And, of course, fucking things up one day at a time. Yeah. Like a business logo.
Well, I got to fucking think about it.
Well, like I said, I got a person to, who's that?
She said that's a good episode.
See? Yep. Boom.
Yay!
And these last, like, 4, I found these, like, within 30 minutes of leaving work. I just went through, I was like, alright, I need some fucked up shit to look at.
Oh, you heard there was another fucking shooting again?
Yep.
Yeah, what in,
El Paso, Texas.
Yeah. Walmart!
No, it was a mall.
That was a Walmart.
Oh, it was a mall. It was a mall built into a fucking Walmart.
Oh, well, whatever. It showed him walking in the front door of the Walmart with fucking ear protection on. Like, he knew he was going to make it out of this bad boy alive.
It's like most shooters make it out alive. That's bullshit. They should shoot his ass dead. I don't care if he's surrenders.
They made
shoot him in the fucking head.
Huh? Shoot
him
in the throat. Did they kill him?
Watch him lay down and die.
Like, they got him without lethal means of...
That's he must be in the
kill right mass shooters. Just kill him.
Well, the thing is, most of the time they try not to if they can because, say, somebody does die, which I'm trying to think there was a few casualties in it.
They said no. It's not just like 20, 23.
There's a bunch of people injured.
It's a lot of amount.
There was like a 4-year-old that was injured.
Oh, there was another one like 2 days ago. Also, that was like 2 or 3 that died. That was at the Garlic Fest in California.
That's a fucking Islamic fuck.
Was it Jagger?
Yeah.
Shocker.
They're not going to mention that too much, though.
Of course they're not, dude.
No.
Fuck the media.
But
ass.
You know how we were going to go with the cartoons? I was thinking I got somebody in the family that does pictures.
Oh.
Takes pictures.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I was burning through ideas.
Well, we can do it.
Just read some of those. I only got 3.
I'll just need to buy tuxedo shirts.
The first one's dressed like Top Gun pilots.
I think I still got my jumpsuit from the Navy. I just gotta like rip the patches off and just be like.
The third one's turtleneck and the gold chain.
Oh God! Yeah, like Scott.
White collar rich people.
Yeah, like white suits.
Oh, white.
Or not white suits, but yeah,
like pink fucking collared polos and shit.
And
fucking khaki pants.
Like Fred from fucking Scooby-Doo.
We got all the blackface.
All blackface. Yeah, write that one down.
I got some motor oil. Kind of does it look like you went to war? It's all just my black face.
I mean, I can kind of get with that. I got aviators already, so I'm kind of like half fitting the part.
I mean, I can find just shit jumpsuits. On Amazon.
Just need jumpsuits. That's it.
They're pretty cheap, but I know mine won't fit. So I think I'm just gonna cut mine and just be up to the top.
Oh no! Just no, weigh at your waist, yeah, and then right weigh the waist down, and then just have like a shirt that matches the jumpsuit.
Yeah,
and you'd be good.
But yeah, I'm thinking we could put some of that shit on the shirts. I got an aunt somewhere that does photos and granite.
Professional
photography
and shit.
Yeah.
Alright.
So, unless someone's watching and someone's talking, what's that say?
Well, Liz says she's going to watch it later because she has to bartend.
Bartend these nuts, but alright. Let's see.
Bartend these nuts!
Liz working.
Fuck, dude, there's one video. I got to fucking look it up. It's not on Facebook. And it is fucking hilarious.
Now it is fucked.
Oh, it is fucking great. I just found this fucking thing. The title is Water Park Drunk Water Park Worker. What do you think wrong is drunk water park worker? What do you think's gonna go wrong?
Imagine some kid fucking flying off the
wrong.
He throws up Scott, down the fucking slide.
Scott's pooping everybody. Through his ass.
He throws up down the slide.
He's pooping. He's pissing through his ass. Let's see. Drunk. Water park. Scott, here you go. I got one. All right, ready? What do you think with this? With just these few words, drunk water park worker. What do you think's going to happen?
Actually, maybe he's going to send people down the slide two at a time, and then they crash into each other. I don't know.
Oh, it's worse. It is so much worse.
He falls off the fucking.
Drunk water park worker turned on the wave pool at max power with a full fucking pool, dude. And there's a video.
Holy shit.
Alright.
Oh my god, dude.
You know, dude, he has so many losses. Oh, this is like Raging Rivers, too, ain't it?
I don't know where it's at. It's
Raging Rivers, or it's, no.
Is it around here?
That's just flags,
I think. Damn it, come on.
Just scroll.
What is this?
It's an ad. Oh, there. What's this bullshit?
It's an ad. That's an ad.
Pause the ad.
Yeah, pause the ad. Go to the ad. Or, yeah, fucking bullshit! That shit out of my face!
Alright.
It's only 10 seconds.
Yeah, but it's like massive.
Oh my god!
What?
This thing went flying above the water.
It's the water went out of it.
It's Indonesia all over again when the tsunami hit.
Oh my god,
dude. Why do they even have a max setting on this?
That would be fun. I'd enjoy myself. If I didn't
fucking
get hurt.
There's probably at least a death in that.
Said no one died, but there was a lot of fucking injuries.
Dude, yeah, they probably like headbutted each other.
Oh yeah, there's probably like a lot of fucking...
Cranked it to 11.
Reasons, drunk.
Oh.
Are not made to mess around. When you turn the dial and rip it off, things happen. Waves. Big ass waves.
I mean, Jesus fucking Christ.
Man, they got fucked up.
This happened in China. God knows what happened to the guy responsible for this, but I'm more interested in what happened to the people. This is some fucking asshole. Doesn't even know. But yeah, that is... I mean, you're just having a nice day. Ah, fuck!
Oh, God!
We gotta show this. We gotta post this. That wave was so huge. Like, people went fucking flying over the water.
Yeah, y'all ever
people
seen the
went
movie?
Airborne.
If anybody's ever seen the movie Deep Impact, that's what it looked like.
Is that the oil rig one?
No, that was the one where the asteroid hit the fucking Earth and all the waves came up and just killed everybody. It was great. It's a great movie.
Good movie. Everyone died. Great movie.
It's the best types of movie. That's why I liked Endgame so much. Or not Endgame, Infinity Wars. This fucking thing's pissed me off.
Dude, it's won't fucking go away.
Let me try something. Close.
It's still... Okay,
son of a whore!
All
right. Means, let's see, what are we at here? We're at 45 minutes. Let's see, I got a few other ones, but they're like... The fuck? No, save pages on Facebook. One hit wonders that you want to know what happened to. I don't know why I put that.
One hit wonders you never knew what happened to?
Yeah, like what happened to?
The guy that sang that song. Oh, Chacarone, Remember that guy?
How about a Chocolate Rain?
Yeah, Chocolate Rain, motherfucker.
God, he's porn star now.
No, he's not. No, he's not. Don't fuck with me, dude. He's not a porn star.
He's making a chocolate rain on some bitch right now.
Chocolate
rain. And yeah, that's where he
just... Don't stay dry. Don't feel the rain. And he's like... That's fucked up.
I want to see the Bagel Boss fight that guy.
Huh?
Yeah, I want to see the Bagel Boss fight that guy.
Bagel Boss fight.
Yeah,
fucking...
you see, then you're gonna be. I'm gonna drop this chocolate rain on your fucking head.
His name's like Tay Zonday or some
shit.
Oh
my god. I don't know why I put that. I was thinking. I was listening to a Weezer, and I know they're not one hit wonders, but they only had like one heavy song, and it was Hashpipe.
Yeah.
Remember? I mean, all their other songs, it's not. They're not really heavy. That one's
right.
That one's like a decent fucking hard riff. You know. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It's like, yeah. It's a good fucking jam. Yeah.
I just looked like Scott was saluting Hitler.
Probably was.
He's yawning.
Fuck you, sleeper agent.
Shit.
Told you. Must be buried with Osama, apparently.
Yeah.
Fuck you. A lot of people done that shit. I'm just saying, dispose of my body in the most convenient way possible.
Just throw me in the trash.
Yeah, fuck. I don't give a damn. I don't want no fucking...
No! So get this, dude. Okay.
What?
Kid. Justin's got something to put into the show, finally.
Kid I grew up with, okay? My buddy Damon. There was a murder, like, last week over in Missouri.
Shocker.
Apparently this guy was driving, and he kicked this person out of the car, pushed him out of the car. And then ran them over. That person's, like, in the ICU, you know, intensive care, blah, blah, blah. So they found out about this, I guess, the brother of whoever it was, guy ran over. They found this guy, pretty much beat him with a flashlight. A mag light, something like that. Left him in the car.
Actually.
Apparently, left him in the car. Went inside this other house, or whatever. Came back out. He died. Probably causes from the flashlight beam.
No shit, it's a mag
light. Well,
then,
they took him inside.
Sickle cell anemia.
So they took him to an abandoned house, and then they put him inside of a barrel, and then caught the house on fire.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and it's all, you can look at these things.
No, I got a good one.
It's all druggies and shit.
I got a good one.
Fuck, man.
I got something good right here. Dave might want to get on this one as well, if you're still watching. Who would win in a fight?
Fuck.
RoboCop from RoboCop 1 or Terminator from Terminator 1?
Terminator.
Terminator? What would you say?
RoboCop's a bitch, bro.
What?
RoboCop's a bitch.
No, RoboCop 1 was probably one of the greatest R-rated movies of that time period.
Fucking Terminator fucking snagged him around like a $2 cheap whore.
Yeah.
So the first Terminator was like Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? He was the bad guy in the first
one.
The second one, he was a good one, right?
You know how you get rid of fucking RoboCop? You shoot him in the fucking one part that's got flesh still.
Oh, what is it? His mouth.
He's... No, he had his face.
Well, yeah, he does, but I mean, he has the armor, doesn't he?
Shoot him in the fucking mouth, then. It's the Terminator. He can just walk up to him and BOW! Blow his fucking head off. That's it. Game over.
Blast his ass. Blasted ass that ooze. Better hope to God it ain't you.
Give me something fucking better than that. Now, if you're like Terminator versus Predator, that's a good one.
Okay, what about it,
though? I don't know.
Terminator versus the Predator.
I mean, Terminator don't fucking stop.
T-1000s, whatever they call it. Well, of course, they don't stop until they're done. And the
only way you're going to get rid of a fucking Terminator is if you fucking smelt them to death. Like, just melt them.
Yeah, it's like hardware machinery, but like the Predator has like plasma shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that would just like fucking melt their steel too.
But you're gonna.
I think the Predator went because Predator's like known for hunting.
Yeah, but the fucking Terminator's made for fucking killing. That's all it's made for.
Well,
that's its main sole purpose. Set
to kill. But it's still just a robot. It's not as sentient and smart as a fucking human would be. It can't adapt. At least I don't think so.
These people. All six of them are sent up with fucking first-degree murder charges.
I seen that.
Yeah. Shitbags.
Now, this chick here, I grew up with her family. And whenever her sister's trying to come to her defense, basically giving me that story, you know, this is what happened.
That's what I fucking said. I read that, too.
Now, here's the thing, though.
I read that fucking
I know. Her sister,
I read that
her
bullshit.
Sister's like, her sister's a big druggie.
Sure.
They're all basically big druggies from the look of the pictures. And to think, she goes, she didn't even do anything. All she did was, she helped put him in the car in the first place, basically. That was it. So you had a hand in him dying, basically. You didn't beat him, but you put him in the car.
You put him in the car, you're an accessory to murder.
Yes. Which means, by association, you get
real.
That means what? That means fucking
that shit is real.
It's, right. If you fucking drive the body around, if you move the body, if you're fucking around them.
Yeah.
And you witness it and don't say anything, you're a fucking accessory.
If you do drugs, you get extremely paranoid.
Yeah.
A lot
yeah.
of them. Which means you would think, hey, let's.
Especially
let's
if
wear
you've
gloves.
Been caught before.
Let's put gloves on. Let's not touch the person or the container or the house. All right,
well, this, I was thinking about, I don't know why, I was thinking about something like this. But you gotta think, if you murder somebody, adrenaline's. Is just up,
right?
You're not thinking clearly.
Well, there's a difference, though. Some people say that your adrenaline's up, but between the drugs and all that, it says it counteracts it. Most they're probably literally doing
it. Don't fucking
matter.
You're still even
if
you're fucking
downers,
if you're fucking up on fucking all types of fucking drugs and shit, you're still gonna make something. You're gonna fuck up somewhere.
I agree, but what Justin's trying to say is like you sober up quick when shit gets real.
Yeah,
and that is really true.
Okay, then you sober up really fucking quick when shit gets real, and you start freaking the fuck out.
No,
you start making mistakes.
Exactly, yeah.
Why do you think hitmen when you see a hitman movie or some shit like that, they're calm, cool, and collected because they don't make fucking mistakes.
Right.
And getting shit. Look
yeah,
how he's dead.
Professional.
And he
even
just fucking
being smart was like, dude,
yeah.
Dismember him. Dismember him. Take your teeth.
Not
cut
even
off,
that.
Cut
I mean,
off their hands, their fingers.
Yeah, because everyone has dental records.
Yeah.
Or dental records.
Especially because this guy's, the guy that they killed was probably a druggie too. So if you take out his teeth, you take out his fingerprints, all that shit, they can't fucking tell who it is if it's all burned up and shit. So it's like,
see,
you know,
now,
at that point,
while we're having this conversation, there's going to be about 20 people in there. You go, use a pig farm.
Yeah,
dude. Was
it like that Irish movie? What they're talking about?
It's about they all and no. They swear them down. That's not they. Have, I don't know what movie you're talking about. I had this conversation. I think
what was it called again?
Snatch. It was yeah. And they're
like sort of newer, wasn't it?
No, it's old. That's an old Guy Ritchie movie. Well, that was like one of Jason Statham's.
Gary told me to fucking watch that.
It's great.
I
got two copies of
it.
You want to fucking borrow one?
I'll fucking play.
Fuck.
It.
Wait, is that the one that we?
No,
yeah,
we
watch
super
yeah.
thick Irish accents. You gotta like
yeah,
have that fucker
Brad,
on.
No, Brad Pitt,
yeah.
yeah.
You have to have it on subtitles because apparently it's like
well, I mean,
really
it's not,
hard.
Brad Pitt's got the really thick.
Yeah.
Well, that's what a Gary was telling me. He's like,
but
just
everyone else is like,
it's
made
British. Up fucking gypsy language.
Yeah.
Just a fucking
pike.
Retard. Yeah.
Pikers. Yeah. It's fucking great though. But no, yeah, everyone fucking talks about that fucking. Everyone mentions that scene, but they don't know what that movie even is. But yeah, there's a scene in the movie where it's like,
feed him to the
yeah, pigs. You could feed a 200-pound man to a pack of pigs, six pigs, and they will cut through bone like fucking butter with under 15 minutes. I don't know if that's fucking legit.
No, they would. Dude, pigs are rabid.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's fine. Fuck. If you watch any of Deadwood.
The thing is, though, you cannot feed them.
Yeah, you
got to
start them
beforehand.
You
got to make sure they are starving.
Yeah.
Because at that point, they will literally eat anything. The only thing they cannot eat and dissolve are teeth. It's the only thing. Teeth, they cannot. Their stomach won't dissolve it. But every bone, everything else, gone. You just have to pick through the pig shit and get the teeth out.
Yeah.
That's what you're left with.
Oh, it's because it's calcium. And
yeah.
Their acid doesn't eat too calcium. Go ahead.
So,
when I swear to God.
No, it's not Cardi B. It's something else you don't like.
Oh, yeah, let's talk Tool for a minute so I can fucking hate kill everyone.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I fucking knew it.
Okay, so Tool actually... No.
Come on, I just want to relax.
Let me see that. That's awesome.
So,
dude, that's a good light.
Adam's online.
Let me see it. No, I'm not going to, like, debate you. I'm just going to tell you what happened. Apparently, dude, this is a wicked light, dude. I like this. Anyway, Tool... I don't know if you knew this, but they never, like, made their music available to download ever.
tell me this last night? You told me this last night.
No, I didn't. I did. You did?
Yeah, he did. And I was I don't give a shit.
No, I mean, now that they did...
They released their discography, basically, licensing to be able to put online.
Yeah, they released all their music, and now it's, like, number one.
Yeah.
It's, like, fucking skyrocketed.
Every one of their albums is, like...
And
like,
I guarantee it, number two right now is probably fucking Queen.
Oh, no, no, no. Actually, they're not number one from the article I read. Their song Enema was number two. Number one was some fucking Drake song.
Sure. From what I'm seeing...
But, I mean, like, four was a Tool song, Vicious or something.
Visceral.
Then, like, seven was another Tool song, like,
from
Lazarus.
What I read on there,
and it was fucking, I was like, hell yeah.
One of their albums
well, everyone's
like,
been waiting this so
the
fucking
top
long.
Album. Like, if you look up top albums and, like,
was it 10,000 Days?
No, every one of their albums, every single Tool album is within the top one all the way down for however many Tool albums are.
Yeah.
Because it just released and everybody's like, oh, fuck Tool! Like, you know, they look at
well, it's about time, man. They're fucking stupid for that reason.
Yeah.
Not putting their shit on.
Well, you
what the hell?
There's plenty of bands that wait that long.
Here's the thing, though. Imagine
why did they do that anyway?
Imagine the money they're making now, though.
Oh, yeah. They're
like,
fucking...
Dude, just
a comeback, good comeback tour after what? About 15 fucking years or some shit?
15-year hiatus.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
not doing a damn
think
thing.
Think about how long System went down.
Yeah, they went down for
and
a minute.
And then they came back with a tour and how quick that shit probably fucking sold out.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
basically
oh, yeah, for
like,
sure.
Instantaneous, like,
see, that's what I mean. Yeah, it's a great marketing scheme.
I mean,
but then again, they didn't work for that 15-year hiatus. They didn't work on anything new. They
well,
didn't tour.
System still toured. No, System toured.
No, I'm talking about Tool.
Oh. I was going to say,
Tool didn't do a fucking...
They didn't tour.
Yeah. Only recently, and I'm like, holy shit, everyone
yeah,
like...
Well, they just came to fucking that college campus. They played out there in Mizzou. Mizzou Arena.
Okay.
Yeah, they played out there recently.
I'd like
think,
to see
I
them,
they,
for
what,
sure.
Because I was calling
dude.
Up for fucking tickets at them few months, and they were like, calling to get Tool tickets. I'm like, leave this motherfucker alone.
You should have called it, and then we would have bought them off you. I would have
yeah.
paid for you.
August
you would have made money, dude.
Yeah, I would have.
Yeah,
August
motherfucker,
but
I would have paid you hard-earned cash.
I went and got them. What was the fucking tickets I couldn't think I'd go to? The Point Fest ones I gave away.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah.
No, this so, shit here. Okay, so Slipknot is supposed to be playing.
They're playing here.
In this
they
Volby,
got Knotfest. Yeah,
no,
I know.
Volby, Gojira, fucking Behemoth, and fucking Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. August 18th. I was like, and dude, they're selling tickets for like $25.
No, you know what? I won tickets to that.
Did you?
Yeah, but
I would love
I
to
won,
see Volby and
I
Slipknot.
Won tickets to that, but seeing I won the Point Fest tickets, they're like, we can't give them to you. Like, you won too early.
Wow.
And like, you can't win twice within like six Cock months.
Suckers.
It's yeah. crazy. Dude.
It's like, look, motherfucker, I listen to your station all
right.
damn day.
I'm
since you give me shit. I'm a weirdo. I watch the Riz show. Fucking give me the
Nick.
Shit.
Nick, at the time, he was listening to some radio station at work.
Tomahawk.
He ended up winning tickets to his boxing match over
right.
at the St. Charles, the Family Arena.
Yeah.
So we ended up going to that. Then outside, they had like some kind of dice rolling shit. You could win like whatever, you know. So we did that. It was small little shit, but it's like, okay, he won that. I ended up winning it. He goes inside. They literally picked everybody in there. I mean, the place was sold out. It was a championship boxing match. All this. One person would win the like this signed autograph fucking glove. It was all up in a case.
Autograph glove of what?
From the fucking the winner of the match that night. And they took it. I can't remember.
There's probably nobody.
No, it was a big name.
Exactly. Probably nobody. What the,
a big name.
You don't, it's a big name and you don't fucking remember?
It's boxing. I don't fucking watch boxing.
Boxing is
fucking
better than MMA.
No.
Fucker.
I don't know about that.
No.
Boxing is...
I'm
all for boxing.
Yeah,
I like
boxing.
Boxing,
but the majority of it now... A bunch of
MMA is cool, boxing. But I mean, I like boxing.
Yeah, Mayweather ruined boxing.
Pacquiao's fighting some other dude
yeah.
coming up.
Pacquiao needs to fucking retire.
Oh, yeah.
He's a beast, dude.
You don't need to
do
fucking Pacquiao.
Yeah, let's fuck it.
Let's roll with another one.
All right, this is the end of the first
we'll
segment.
We're here. We're gonna kill this. Go ahead, kill. Wrap it up.
Coming back at you again with part two.